Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today's live cattle and feeder cattle were lower across the board. The lean hogs higher. The April live cattle down 20 at 140.47. The June live cattle 62 lower at 135.80. August 95 lower at 137.37. Technically speaking here, we've just an outside day where we made higher highs and lower lows than where we finished last week. But it's pretty steady with where we've been since the beginning of March. We are back below the 20-day moving average now in the June live cattle. So I don't know if that means lower prices going forward or not, since it's been pretty steady here recently. The feeder cattle were down 242 in April at 155.75. The May's 262 lower at 159.15. August feeders 287 lower at 171.47. And then the hogs were anywhere from 240 to 390 higher. The June's were the highest at 122.40. There is some talk of a head and shoulders chart pattern forming on the June hog market, so keep that in mind. We do have an on-feed report coming out at the end of the week. It looks like early estimates are out, and early estimates about 101% on feed. Placements 94, so a drop in placements, and then marketing's 98%. We'll get more estimates this week as they gather them across the industry.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Now, the grain futures market continues to impress. Here we were higher across the board. We had corn 23 higher in May at 813 and a quarter. Back in 2012, the high was 843. So we're about 30 cents off the all-time highs here in the corn. December was making new highs as well today. December was up 14 at 749 and three quarters. And that's been steadily rising all year long, all the way going back into January. The wheats were higher. July, Kansas City up 31 and three quarters at 1189. Still a ways off the high. The high was about 1250 or so back in March. The Chicago wheat 20 to 24 higher. Minneapolis 24 to 30 higher. Today's cotton futures were up 99 in December at 123.47. So the grain market has been extremely impressive pretty much across the board. We have a crop ratings report out this afternoon. It's estimated that the corn planting are somewhere around 5% complete. The U.S. winter wheat crop somewhere around 33% good to excellent. So still very disappointing. If you go back and look long term, these are like the top three worst crops we've ever had at this point in the year. And that's why we're seeing the wheat rally. Today's stock market, Dow's up about 50 points. The S&P's up about 9.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.